Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker was in Springfield today to mark a milestone for local manufacturing and bring much-needed upgrades to the largest public transit system in the state. The first pair of new subway cars built for the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, the MBTA, by Chinese railcar manufacturer CRRC, were rolled out of the factory Tuesday. Governor Baker, state transportation officials, legislators, and local officials looked out a window as the new rail cars zipped along a test track beside the $95 million factory.
But this has been a tremendous effort, a tremendous collaboration, a lot of people involved in it, and fundamentally it's been all about ultimately bringing the T into the 21st century.
Over the next several years, more than 400 subway cars will be manufactured in Springfield to replace the rolling stock on the MBTA orange and red lines.
The cars these are replacing have been on the system since the 70s and have over 2 million miles on them.
The new subway cars are rolling off the assembly line in Springfield for delivery to the MBTA. At the same time, the Baker administration is spending $1 billion to replace track, switches, signals, and other infrastructure on the breakdown and delay-prone transit system. The Republican governor credited his Democratic predecessor, Deval Patrick, for working with local officials and CRRC to put the factory in Springfield. In 2014, when the MBTA was seeking bids to build the new subway cars, the state passed up federal funding so it could mandate that final assembly take place in Massachusetts.
This is really a partnership, and it's also a partnership that starts in China and gets finished in the U.S. And there are people in both countries who benefit, not just from the work, but also from the product. And I think in many ways, that's what makes this one unique, special, and very exciting for us.
To celebrate the manufacturing milestone, CRRC threw a holiday open house inside the factory for its 200 workers and hundreds of invited guests. There was food, music, and tours. As manufacturing is ramping up at the Springfield factory, trade tensions continue between the U.S. and China, an issue that was directly addressed by China's New York Consul General Huang Ping when he spoke at Tuesday's event.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this happy moment, I would like to take this opportunity to say a few words on China-U.S. relations, because this is a defining bilateral relationship of our times and that has a potential impact on everybody's interests.
Ping said he is optimistic for a negotiated settlement in the next couple of months, while President Trump holds off on imposing higher tariffs on Chinese imports.
We would like to see more successful businesses like CRRC Massachusetts and more win-win results like the orange and the red train.
CRRC is already being hit with tariffs on some of the parts imported to build the subway cars in Springfield and has applied for 16 separate waivers, according to CRRC spokeswoman Lydia Rivera.
It's significant, and if that's going to continue, we weren't expecting that cost. So it is an issue, and we're hoping that they will understand that. We're creating jobs, we're improving transportation locally. And we feel that we should experience a waiver from those tariffs.
While fighting the tariffs, CRRC is also lobbying against legislation in Congress that could restrict the state-owned company from doing more business in the U.S. CRRC has won contracts to build new subway cars at the Springfield factory for Los Angeles and Philadelphia. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.